You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show post-game podcast. I'm Richard Pollock, doing the show solo tonight as Drew Mandel was in his seats in the upper deck of the MTS Center, and Michael Remus is on vacation playing a game for his rec league team. We'll start off tonight's game, and really the game didn't mean too much tonight. The Jets came into the game with little to play for. Everybody knows that they're out of the playoffs, but there was a buzz in the building for sure, and that was created for the most part by Sidney Crosby. You know, his first appearance in Winnipeg this year, first appearance since Team Canada won gold in Sochi, and I think, you know, it was easy to say that he did not disappoint the fans today. He was clearly the best player on the ice at all times. Anytime he was on the ice, he created scoring chances. He drew attention. He was booed probably for the first 5 minutes of the game, which eventually was the fans decided that boos were no longer in order, and they started cheering him somewhat, and then of course cheered him upon the two assists that he registered in the game. So why don't we get to that? And that first assist is actually the first goal of the game. It was at 12:44 of the first period at even strength, and Crosby really starts, you know, what he does is he starts this play, and the play, Crosby's on the ice for a long period of time before, probably about 2 minutes on the shift before the Penguins are able to capitalize, and he makes a move around. But four guys at the top of the left circle in the offensive zone about a minute before the goal. Then he keeps the puck in at the blue line in a very difficult place, just showing his skill continually on this shift. The puck ends up going around the boards to the left of Andre Pavlik, or the right corner if you're the Pittsburgh Penguins. And Jussi Jokinen is able to beat Tobias Enstrom off of the boards. Enstrom has trouble defending on the boards. That's been a problem really for his whole career based on his size. And Jokinen is able to fend him off, move from behind the net, out of the corner, near the hash marks and along the boards, makes a pass to Crosby, who jumped from the blue line to the seam, jumping right to the faceoff dot, picks up the puck. Crosby, as soon as Crosby does that and finds the open spot, Bo Bennett is smart enough to realize that he has to go to an open spot, because Sidney Crosby, if you watch tonight's game, found every open player on the ice, defenseman cutting, forward, defenseman back at the point. Didn't matter. If you were open, he was going to find you. Bo Bennett goes onto his off wing, slides right beside the net. The pass is made. Enstrom gets beat off the boards. Crosby is making a pass against a flat-footed Adam Party, who has probably little chance in any event, and Pavlik, who has less chance than anybody. Open net goal for Bo Bennett, 1-0 for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And that was it for scoring in the first period. You know, overall, there weren't many shots in tonight's game. The total shots were 21 for the Pittsburgh Penguins and 15 for the Winnipeg Jets. The shots after one period were 8 for the Pittsburgh Penguins and 6 for the Winnipeg Jets. The Jets, probably their best period was the second, which we'll get to in a second, but the Penguins controlled the puck for most of the first period. They really, you know, dictated the play. The Jets had little sustained pressure, and when they did, Pittsburgh was pretty good at getting the puck and creating going the other way. Having said that, Pittsburgh was not a dominant team tonight. Aside from the Sidney Crosby line, you know, they did create pressure, but they weren't creating great chances, and Crosby was basically the primary reason they were able to win this game. And of course, if Evgeny Malkin's out and Chris Letang's out, so when you look at this team coming into the playoffs, there's certainly some players, you know, we're unsure if Letang will be back, and they're expecting Malkin to be back. But if this team goes into the playoffs, in my opinion, if this team goes into the playoffs with this roster, they may even be a first-round exit, which we'll break down more in the Illegal Curve playoff preview show, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday from noon to 3. Second period starts off with a bang for the Jets. Not only do they get the tying goal, but they eventually get they get the 2-1 lead. Let's start with the tying goal. The Pens basically give the Jets the blue line, and that's created by speed from Blake Wheeler. And Blake Wheeler ends up beating James Neal down the ice, and he comes up the middle of the ice and beats James Neal, and Jokinen gets him the puck. And when Olli Jokinen coming up the ice gets the puck, what's happened is the Pittsburgh Penguins defense is backed off of the blue line, and that's to deal with Jokinen. Wheeler comes speeding in, and Wheeler is being defended by James Neal, but Wheeler beats James Neal to the front of the net. So Jokinen gives him the pass. Wheeler streaking in, takes a shot. Nice save by Fleury, but Fleury is pulled out of his crease to the left, and the rebound goes right to Olli Jokinen, who started the play to begin with. and he goes through the defenseman, bad coverage by the Penguins, and one all goal. And if you're a Jets fan, Blake Wheeler's speed was something that I thought was limited tonight by the Pittsburgh Penguins. They were, I think, aware of the scouting report and took away a lot of the chances that he's had over the past few games. But this is one of those situations where it was a little bit of a messy play, and he was able to create some space. And Olli Jokinen gets a goal by going to the net. That goal's at 2:52 of the second period. And 9:42, just under 7 minutes later, the Jets created a great chance on an Adam Party move. Once in a while you'll see Adam Party make a couple nice stick handling moves. He's not the fastest skater by any means. He's slow, actually. But he's got pretty good hands, and he sometimes takes a while to make a decision. But when he has the puck, he makes some nice plays. And here's one. He beat two Penguins defenders, makes a nice pass down to Matt Halaschuk. Halaschuk makes a pass out to the front of the net, ends up getting to Zach Redmond, who is able to get open. I think what happens here is Halaschuk makes a pass. Kane tips it, so he gets an assist, if I recall correctly. And Redmond, who's the weak side defender, the guy on the far side of the ice, gets the pass. And because Party made two nice moves, both defenders went to him. And so they didn't have time to recover. Redmond comes to the open side. Nice pass from Halaschuk, who's kind of on the goal line on the right side of Fleury. Makes a pass to the far side on the left side of Fleury. And Redmond puts it in the net, and it's 2-1. So the Jets gaining some confidence. Of course, you get a goal from Zach Redmond, his first of the season, and a nice play from Adam Party. Generally, teams get inspired by players who don't score quite often. And, you thought the Jets were going into the end of the second period with a two-goal lead. That didn't happen. You've probably heard that story before. We know you've heard that story before. This team doesn't seem to be able to hold leads late into the ends of periods. And once again, the Jets gave up a late-period goal, and that same Zach Redmond. And Andre Pavlik here has to have this shot, and I didn't think he played particularly well tonight at all. I would put him at fault for two goals. We'll talk about the other one in a second. But this goal here, Pavlik's fault. Let's break it down originally. From the beginning. What happens here is Zach Redmond gets the puck in his own zone, and he tries to flip the puck out in a fancy manner. And lots of times when you flip the puck out, it works. But sometimes when you flip the puck out, you miss the puck. And that's what happens here. He flips the puck out of the zone, or attempts to, and doesn't do that. Fans on it, and that creates sustained pressure. So Eric Odell's a little bit out of position, and he's chasing now. The Penguins keep it in, and Odell has to go from kind of covering low to covering high, and the pass comes out, and Niskanen is able to take the puck, to get it to Stempniak. Stempniak is down the right to the left side of Pavlik, and what happens here is Odell has to then switch because he's breaking the zone because of Redmond's play. So he has to have the higher guy, which is Craig Adams. The pass comes from Stempniak to Adams. Odell is there but doesn't get a stick on the puck, and the puck goes through Odell and also through Andre Pavlik. A shot that Andre Pavlik has to have. The shot's from above the top of the circle. Not a great shot by any means. Adams is not an offensive player. So a mistake there by Redmond and a mistake there by Pavlik, and it's 2-2 going into the end of the second period. When you have the second intermission, you think to yourself, the Jets had a chance to go up 2-1, put some pressure, clamp down, which obviously they weren't able to do in Anaheim and maybe learn from those mistakes. But once again, they it's the same old story. It's Groundhog Day. They let a late goal in the end of a period, and it hurts them. Coming into the third period, you're going to see another Sidney Crosby show. The first power play goal of the game, up to this point, all four goals were at even strength. First power play goal of the game, scored by Paul Martin, an assist from James Neal and Sidney Crosby, with number 66, ironically. His former teammate, Romero Lemieux, was 66th assist of the year. That goal was at 7:42 of the third period. First off, Crosby creates the power play by beating basically three Jets chasing him down on a partial breakaway. Maybe not a partial breakaway, but as close to it as you're going to get. Mark Stewart, who was amongst three guys who could have got a penalty, maybe his was a weaker call than the other two, but he gets a call for hooking. And he goes off at 7:31, so 11 seconds before the goal is scored. Sidney Crosby on this goal beats two Jets off the boards, kind of higher on the left boards if you're the Penguins going down the ice, but on the right boards if you're the Jets defending. And Sidney Crosby is on the boards with Trouba and Slater. Slater comes to help. Crosby beats Trouba to the net side, meaning closer to the net. Slater comes, he's too late. Then Crosby gets the puck off the boards, with two, meaning there's two guys behind him, and he's on the board. So just coming off the board. So then that Trouba and Slater are behind him. That creates essentially a 4-on-2, and that's never a good thing. Crosby gets the puck down to Chris Neal, who looks across the ice and finds Paul Martin. And there's a huge seam there because Slater and Trouba are now chasing. So Crosby creates the opportunity. He gets a secondary assist, but it's really all him. Neil makes a nice pass to Martin. It's kind of similar to the where Redmond was when he scored. Martin puts the puck in the back, and then Eddie can't blame Andre Pavlik on this one. And it's a 3-2 lead for the Penguins. You think, you know, maybe this is it. Sidney Crosby actually takes a penalty at 10:25 of the third period. As a result of some frustration, he thought he got interfered with, and I think it was slashed by Mark Stewart, and he ends up going up the ice and interfering with Blake Wheeler, which was a clear interference call. The refs made the right call. Crosby goes into the box. During that penalty kill, the Penguins fire the puck into the stands, and many people think it's going to be a 5-on-3 for about a minute 17. The refs and linesmen talked about it for a while, and they ended up deciding that the puck was tipped by Piers Andrew Ladd, and Blake Wheeler was the one talking to the refs, and he was pretty adamant that it was not tipped by a Jet player. But when you think about it, Andrew Ladd was on the ice. He's the captain of the team, the guy who's supposed to be speaking to the ref, and the guy who was on that play. You have to think if he really was convinced that he didn't touch it, he would have been complaining more furiously, and he didn't. So the Jets were not able to capitalize on that power play that Sidney Crosby provided them with his interference call at 10:25. You know, you go later into the period, and again, you know, the Jets only had 3 shots in the third period, so they certainly weren't creating much, and 15 shots for the whole game. So if you average 5 shots at home in each period, you're really, and against the Penguins team that has a fair amount of injuries, which the Jets do as well, but you want to be able to sustain more pressure than that. Later on in the third period, Bryant with 16:24 to be exact, at even strength. Another poor goal by Pavlik, but another turnover by Jacob Trouba, who, you know, had flashes of brilliance tonight, but also has some decisions that we spoke about. In the third goal, he got beaten, and then the fourth goal, he turns the puck over in the middle of the ice, makes a pass in the middle, right to Brian Gibbons. Gibbons steps over the blue line from pretty far out, just, you know, probably ringette line if you're maybe even above the ringette line if you're visualizing that on a NHL rink, through Jacob Trouba, and a shot that went blocker side, I believe, on Andre Pavlik. So a shot that Pavlik's got to have, but a turnover that Trouba can't make. And if you look at both the goals that Pavlik ought to have had, in my opinion, which would have been the second goal by Pittsburgh and the fourth goal, both of them he had to have. But both of those plays, turnovers by Redmond and Trouba, ought not have happened as well. So there is, you know, some blame to go around in that respect. All in all, it's a 4-2 game. It's another loss for the Winnipeg Jets, who are creeping closer, I believe, to the fifth seed in the NHL draft lottery, which I think fans are focused on now. Next up for the Jets is the Toronto Maple Leafs on Hockey Night in Canada on Saturday night from Toronto. We'll be on the air, Legal Curve, starting off game day coverage at 12 o'clock from the 1290 studios on Pembina Highway. And we're looking forward to having a number of guests on, which we're in the process of booking and breaking down the Jets Leafs, talking about some other NHL issues and a couple of, I think, Jets issues that are up for discussion. So we look forward to hopefully you tuning in then.